All right, we got the go-ahead. I think we are ready to go. So I am going to hopefully see a couple of faces on the screen in a little bit. Okay, I do see someone here. Hi. Okay, Kevin is here. Kevin, I'm going to turn it over to you. So please lead us.
All right, thank you, and thank you, everyone. We have a little bit of a strange topic today that was that came to us when I was talking to Tom earlier this year about mediation and the challenges that are faced by not only mediators but litigants when they have PTAB proceedings, IPRs, et cetera, as well as district court proceedings, because of what I'll call maybe some prejudices or biases of the litigants with respect to what they expect the outcomes to be from various of the jurisdictions where they may be litigating, whether it be by IPR or otherwise. And when we were talking about this, we thought, well, there's got to be a better way. I think maybe many of us have seen now where we go into mediations or other alternative dispute resolution methodologies or just talking between the parties trying to settle things, that parties seem to be getting more and more entrenched. And I will say this, that it's true on both sides of the V, having been there in various places, that there are views that are more and more entrenched, making it more and more difficult on mediators to move the ball, move the needle, however you want to say it. And Tom and I think we found that with Tom being in-house, me being outside counsel, that we had differing but complementary views on the overall success rate of mediation or settlement efforts. And that led to, well, what could be done? And we had some more discussions about that. And what we're going to talk about today are some things that some people might view as controversial, completely off the wall, or impossible, maybe even contrary to existing precedent. So bear with us while we go through what might be some interesting ideas of how to resolve this. And Tom, why don't you tell us, tell everybody about sort of that conversation where we came up with this initial idea of where to maybe go with this.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Happy to. You know, my thought, you know, and I started my career as a patent litigator for decades, and then the more I've been in-house, the more I've been thinking about, the more I look at litigations as, well, how do I get them in a place to where they can be resolved, right? And then having also done some international litigation, you know, I started to think like, well, what is it about, you know, bringing other international litigations? What does that help? And then I think thinking about places like Germany and the fact that validity is separate from infringement, maybe start thinking about, well, you know, I have the PTAB and I have the district court. So the district court, and Kevin and I talked about this, is clearly where they can do more. And so we started to think like, well, how can the district court manage things between what it will do in a case versus the PTAB and create opportunities? And that's the way that we started thinking about this. Like, hey, if a defendant wants to stay, well, maybe we'll make defendant agree to this so that we put things in a position where we create opportunities where people are looking at things, I think, more realistically, and therefore better opportunities to like have mediations and resolve matters, which is better for the parties, especially being an in-house lawyer. I always think that's better, and better for the court. The court's busy, right? And the PTAB's busy. Go ahead, Kevin.
So when we were talking about this, we realized that let me see if I can advance this to the next slide. For some reason, I'm frozen. Hang on just a moment. Well, what we, I'll see if I can get these slides going here in just a second. Move to the next slide. There we go. So the audience for these off the wall and perhaps impossible ideas is not everybody. It's all litigants except a few. There are some litigants who are philosophically opposed to settlement, whether it's because of their entire business model being, you know, go file IPRs that kill patents, or they are litigants who maybe get sued and say, look, we're just not going to pay, or they may be plaintiffs who say, look, we're just not going to settle. We want a trial to establish something with respect to these patents. On the other hand, there are also those who perceive that they have nothing to lose by going forward. Maybe it's a company who has ceased selling the product and had limited sales and thinks, well, I'm not going to pay anything and I'm willing to go to trial. Or it could be a plaintiff saying, well, I've essentially ceased operations and there's nothing more. If you kill my patents in IPR, so what? I really don't care. So some of these ideas are not directed to those entities, and there's just not much we can do to fix that. But for all other litigants, I think we have some ideas that maybe will make sense.